Chapter 51. Spies. It was past midnight when Odysseus and Ajax returned to the Greek camp. They went straight to Agamemnon to tell him that Achilles would not fight. The king fell into despair when he heard the news. "Dawn will bring our death," he said, looking out at the field of Trojan campfires. Nestor and Menelaus were with him, and they looked at Agamemnon in concern. The man had lost all hope. "Perhaps if we send some men secretly into the Trojan camp, we could find out something about tomorrow morning's attack," said Menelaus. "If we know their tactics, it still might give us a chance." Nestor nodded. "And if that doesn't work, we can at least cause some confusion." Agamemnon said, "Do as you like." Nestor summoned Odysseus and Ajax and explained what they had to do. Wearing leather that would not reflect the light of the fires, they set out into the darkness like a pair of hunting lions. Meanwhile, in the Trojan camp, Hector was in a fury that the Greeks were still alive. "We need to find out what they plan to do," he said, "if they will fight or take to their ships and flee." "We could send a man into the Greek camp," said Aeneas. "Yes, I will go." "No, we need you here. You do the Trojans no good by putting your life in danger. Send Dolon. He is quick on his feet." Dolon was summoned. "I will do this," he said, "if you promise to give me Achilles' horses in return, once we have defeated the Greeks tomorrow." "They were given to his father by Poseidon himself," said Hector. "They are faster than the wind and the waves and whiter than the foam of the sea. You ask for a very great gift, but I will give you this if you return with information." And so Dolon wrapped himself in a wolfskin and set out into the night.